Judge dismisses federal government's lawsuit challenging Los Angeles sanctuary city policy. A California judge has dismissed the federal government's legal challenge to Los Angeles's sanctuary city ordinance that restricts the use of city resources to assist federal immigration enforcement. U.S. District Judge Fernando Olguin of the Central District of California said the federal government failed to support its claim that the city's ordinance violates the doctrine of intergovernmental immunity. But the judge stated that the government could file an amended complaint. The ordinance does not directly regulate the federal government. Rather, it controls the actions of own agents and agencies, the judge stated in a 5-page order dated June 20. Olguin rejected the government's argument that the ordinance was preempted by federal law because it restricts the sending, requesting, maintaining, or exchanging of citizenship or immigration status by prohibiting city personnel from collecting such information. The judge said the ordinance's provision merely restricts a city employee from inquiring into or collecting information about a person's citizenship or immigration status, and says nothing about the city's ability to maintain or share such information. In a statement on June 22, Los Angeles City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto praised the judge's order, saying it reinforces the well-established principle that local governments have the authority to decide how to use their personnel and resources. The Department of Justice filed the lawsuit in June 2025, alleging that Los Angeles's sanctuary city laws are unlawful because they interfere with and discriminate against the federal government's immigration enforcement efforts. The department alleged that the city's ordinance impeded federal immigration authorities from detaining illegal immigrants who are subject to removal and have been convicted of crimes. The Trump administration said the city's refusal to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement had led to lawlessness, rioting, looting, and vandalism that was so severe, which prompted the deployment of the California National Guard and the U.S. Marines to restore order in the city. The Epoch Times reached out to the DOJ for comment but did not receive a response by the time of publication. The Trump administration also brought similar legal challenges against several other cities and states with sanctuary policies, including New York City, Minnesota, and Illinois. In April 2025, President Donald Trump issued an executive order directing the DOJ and the Department of Homeland Security to pursue legal remedies for jurisdictions that refuse to comply with federal law. This is a lawless insurrection against the supremacy of federal law and the federal government's obligation to defend the territorial sovereignty of the United States, the president said. It is imperative that the federal government restore the enforcement of United States law.